Locker Room Chats continue here on 103.9 KNZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network. We're now at the Troy Trojans boys head coach, Heath Wedstein. This Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Exchange Bank, Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. It's been a trio of games since the last time we spoke, Coach. Three games, two losses in the Thunder Classic, Marysville and Jackson Heights, but a bounce back against a Nemaha Central team in Class 3A, winning 65-45. It was a great game there for you and your team. But, Coach, tell me about these last three games for you and your unit.
Yeah, we played in the Nemaha Classic, the Thunder Classic, which is it's a very tough tournament. Every school's bigger than us, but I wanted to compete. I thought we did. I thought we played really well against Marysville. Very tough team, well coached, very similar to us. Not a lot of size, but very athletic, play hard. We led for all of about three quarters and lost the lead right before the end of the third quarter, and we just couldn't make it happen in the fourth. I felt like we played pretty well team-wise in that one, and didn't feel too bad about how we competed, but turned around and played the next day against Jackson Heights for the third time this year, and they come out and played hard, and we didn't. We found ourselves in a hole at halftime, and I felt really good about how we played the second half. Had a lot of guys contribute, made a big run, had a chance to go ahead in the last minute of them, and also had a chance there in the last 10 seconds or so to tie it, and couldn't get it done. They're a tough team, a very good Northeast Kansas team, but then. I was happy that we could play again after that against Nemaha Central last night, and they're a big team, tough. Obviously, Coach Thomas has done it a long time. He's a very good coach, and they're a very good team. But we had a little more energy than they did last night. Had all eight guys contribute. Had our three bench players have a really, really good second quarter. That was the difference in the game.
Yeah, you talk about contribution, even against the loss against Jackson Heights, Engelman hanging up 20 points on the board, Colt Jensen at 15, Caston Jasper had 10, Henry Geiger had 8. You go back to the Nemaha Central victory that was just earlier this week. I mean, you had a great game across the board, Geiger 18, Jasper 15, Engelman 9, Ledke 8. So, you look at the team right now, you got high contributors, offensive side, defensive side. What are some keys here as you kind of lean into the second part of the season with your next matchup here coming in the Northeast Kansas League next Tuesday against JCN?
Yeah, JCN's going to be a tough team. We're definitely going to have to bring the energy. When we've been stagnant, we've started off slow. I've had to get them going by trapping and stuff like that. And then they get going. But we're going to have to play solid the rest of the way in the Northeast Kansas League with two tough matchups next week. I think we're headed the right direction, definitely getting more minutes and better minutes out of the guys that come off the bench. Colt Jensen's been playing as good as anybody on the team. Sawyer and Lane last night, especially in that second quarter, they had a really big hand in why we won that game.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you here for joining us for week number 7 of our Locker Room Chat.
You bet. Thank you. Go Trojans.
That was head coach Heath Wedstein with the Troy Trojans boys. Upcoming here on the schedule is JCN next Tuesday.